Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston, heard live every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week on Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. EST and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And in that vein, Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, is going to lead us through an opening process to create sacred space. Lynn, would you like to explain a little bit about what the opening process is and lead us through it?
Absolutely, Kristen. Thank you very much for that wonderful welcome. Friends, we have the right to live our lives in sacred space, but it's up to us to create this. So the opening process is a way of creating sacred space for ourselves and for our lives so that we live in such a way that we are, in fact, being who our souls want us to be, not just being knocked around by life. So, friends, it begins with drawing our focus away from the outside world, putting our focus inside. So just close your eyes, unless you're driving, obviously. That would be a bad idea. But if you're in a safe place, close your eyes. And just for a moment, breathe. Notice your body. Notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It's never here to punish us. The moment we understand the message and act on it, the pain dissolves. So sometimes just breathing into the pain is enough for it to relax. And if your pain needs more, then make a date to come back to it later on, maybe at the end of the show, maybe tonight before you go to bed. But make a date and come back to your body and give it the attention it deserves. And now draw the focus into the center of your chest. That's where the center of your heart chakra is located. And now into the fullness of the heart chakra. Chakras are very big, friends, at least fingertip to fingertip, often bigger than the room, often significantly bigger than the room that you're in. So take the fullness of your heart chakra, however big it is, and have the intention to open it to divine presence right now. And I'm starting to draw light and love from universal presence straight into the front of our heart chakras, filling us so full of love. It bulges and expands and then exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us from front to back, flowing through us and through our lives, right through that huge, beautiful heart chakra. Now let the focus drift out the back of the heart, connecting with that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, divine mother, or something else entirely. We don't even need to know what it is. We can just invite it in by feel, by vibration. Once again, filling the fullness of the heart chakra so full of love, it bulges and expands and exhales out the front. And now this river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us and around us, through us and through our lives. And now we'll swish these rivers of love back to front head, front to back through the heart, creating turbulence, cleansing, clearing. Now starting to draw the focus down, down, down to the feet and through the feet into the very center of the planet. We begin to draw up divine planetary energy, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing this up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through us and through our lives, letting this river flow, earth to sky, earth to sky, earth to sky, drawing the focus up, up, up to the crown and through the crown, connecting into source above, the rainbow of healing frequencies. We start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to, and will ever have access to, letting these flow through us and around us in a downward river of love. Now we'll swish those rivers of love top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a turbulence of light and love, clearing and cleansing ourselves and our lives so that we can live in sacred space. And now we draw the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love until, poof, it pops into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing space for us to live our lives in today, for us to live our lives in every day. But we can repeat this. We should repeat it over and over again to keep our space sacred. And now let's just notice this vortex like a white tornado of love spinning around this bubble, taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, sucking up what we have withdrawn, what we have let go of, just like tornadoes do. They take things away. And now right down the center of this tornado, the vortex, there's flowing a waterfall of love, the living waters, pure essence of divine love, pouring through us and even pooling on the floor around our feet, creating a foundation of love for our work and for our lives. So be it. And now, friends, let's just ask our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us in this bubble, and let's ask them for permission to do whatever it is we need to do today, and guidance, support, and protection in the process. So be it. So be it. So be it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful.
It's a wonderful way to begin a day and any part of any day. It's a wonderful day to begin everything that we do, creating sacred space for it.
And so here we are at the beginning of yet another new year, entering into 2014, and we hear so much at the new year about people setting goals, and very often with this train of thought comes up the idea about manifestation and visualization, and if you see it and you believe it, it will happen. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how that differs in the teachings of the Lightworkers Healing Method. I've heard you very often say, not my will, not anyone else's will, just divine will. And if you could explain a little bit about that as we go forward into our new year with clarity, that would be so helpful.
Thank you. This is a wonderful question. It's a wonderful question. And so let's just back up just a moment. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. I'm sure that most of the people listening to this have heard that hundreds of times before. This means our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know those plans are going to have challenges, but we expect to win. And then we're born and it's harder than we thought it was going to be. Luckily, there are wise, loving beings connected with us who know us. We can call them guides. We can call them guardian angels. We can call them anything else. Labels don't matter. What matters is that they're there for us and for everybody. And their commitment to us is to help us live our soul plans, help us be who our souls truly intend to be, so that when we get out of our bodies at the end of this wild ride called life, we can say, I did it, instead of, oh my gosh, once again I didn't do it. So, if whatever it is that we're wanting to do or manifest or have is in accordance with our soul plan, if it's part of what we have already planned to do, then manifestation skills can work very well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if, and of course, course, manifestation skills in and of themselves are typically part of the energy shifting part of the equation. That is not enough, usually, to create results. Usually, we must also take some effort to anchor the energy work into the physical dimension. Otherwise, it tends to be kind of airy-fairy, floaty, meditative processes that don't actually work. But there are exceptions to that, and the exceptions are individual, depending on how much grace we have and how much the universe really wants whatever it is to happen. If the universe really wants it to happen and we have a lot of grace already engaged, well, then a manifestation exercise might be enough. On the other hand, it might not be. So this is where we can do our best. We must remember how the laws of the universe actually work. The universe can match efforts. Source can match efforts. If we are not putting much effort in, Source can't help us all that much. Different wisdom traditions use different words to say the same thing. Some at times it's said, God helps those who help themselves, for example. It's one way of saying we have to give the universe something to match. We have to put some effort into it. But if we're putting effort in, and we're engaging with the energy of it, working with our thinking, manifestation skills, and if this is something that is actually supposed to happen, something that's in the divine plan, in other words, if we aren't fighting the current, well then, we have a formula for success. So far, so good?
Yes, so far so great. Now, I guess my question is, how can the Lightworkers Healing Method and the teaching of the Lightworkers Healing Method help our listeners learn how to align better with their soul plans so that the manifestations that they're running after would be in alignment with their soul plan and therefore manifest?
Okay, this is a good question. Let me start to answer it by saying, how about if what we're going for isn't actually part of our soul plan? How about if this is something that we really need to let go of? Perhaps it was originally part of our plan, but the plans do morph. This is a free will universe. I have free will, you have free will, everyone else has free will too. And sometimes something is part of the plan, and we know it's supposed to be what we do with our lives. We know this is how it's supposed to work. We know it with our heart and our soul and all of our being. And the other person says, no. The other person says, no, this can happen. It's a free will universe. At that point in time, well, not usually at that point in time, but at some point in time, if the other person continues to say no, usually the wise divine minds will create a plan shift. Mm-hmm. And it's no longer in accordance with the plan. It's not going to happen. At that point in time, no matter how much we push, no matter how much effort we put into it, no matter how much manifestation we try, the little tricks of the trade that we try, it isn't going to work. You see, because it's no longer in accordance with the plan, it's time to move on. The plans shift. The divine mind changes the plan according to the free will choices of everyone involved. There are backup plans to the backup plans to the backup plans to the backup plans, which is wonderful in that we won't ever fall through the safety net. But it does mean, just by definition, the plans will shift or there wouldn't be all those backup plans. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as the plans shift, sometimes things are no longer in accordance with the plan. It's as if there was a window of opportunity, and now that window is closed. Now that window is closed. So, to start to answer your question, how are we on time? Do I need to?
No, we're doing very well. So just just to try to put this in perspective of other teachings that we've heard out there that may be opposed to this teaching. I want to get real clarity on this. So let's say, for example, I am someone who wants to be a teacher, and there's a teaching position open, and I know that if I manifest and visualize, I can get that position, but I don't get it. Does that mean that I haven't visualized well enough or manifested well enough, or it generally means that I obviously am not in alignment with my plan, and my plan is really to get the job in Atlanta, Georgia, so that I move to Atlanta and follow what I'm supposed to actually be doing?
Right. Well, every single situation is unique. Every soul is unique. This is not a one-size-fits-all universe. Generalizations are extremely dangerous. This is where the Lightworkers Healing Method fits in, you see, because it's impossible for anybody to give you a rule of thumb that will work in all situations, because all situations are different. But what we can do is this. We can, through the Lightworkers Healing Method, we teach healers and people who want to be healers and serious spiritual seekers how to shift their energy to align with true higher dimension beings to get through the astral planes, which is not as easy as it sounds, to connect into the higher dimensions, get true higher dimension beings on the line, so to speak, become channels for true higher dimension healers. Now, higher dimension beings are only interested in helping people live their soul plan. They aren't interested in manipulating energy. So when we help this person who wants to get to Atlanta, let's say, connect with her guides, and we go to the guides in a session, a healing session for this person, and we say, help her with whatever this symptom represents. The symptom is she wants to get to Atlanta, and it doesn't seem to be working. Help us heal the root causes of this symptom and bring her into alignment with her soul plan. Now, because we have worded our intention in such a way as to interest the higher dimension beings, if this is in accordance with her soul plan, divine help will start to come, and this is the power that makes worlds. So if this is in accordance with her soul plan to get to Atlanta, right then, something remarkable is going to happen. I can't tell you what that something remarkable is going to be, because all sessions are unique. They are. But it's a combination of shifting the energy and giving people a frame of reference for their mind that makes sense to them so that they can shift their thinking and usually shift some of their actions as well. So in every session, it's a three-way dance. It's a dance between the higher dimension beings, and they always do their part. Between the facilitator, who, if he or she is certified, is doing a good enough job to maintain certification, and with the subject. And we must all do our part. The subject gets homework. And if the subject goes home and doesn't do his or her homework, she may not get to Atlanta. He may not get to Atlanta. Does that make sense? We all have to do our part.
It does. So when you say that in order for us to follow our plan, is there some giant plan in the sky that's been decided for us and we have to follow it, or else? I mean, I thought this was a free will universe, so I would like to understand better what this plan is that we are supposed to follow.
Yes, it is a free will universe. And now, each of us has an individual plan, a soul plan, that our higher souls, with the guidance and support of our guides, our souls wrote our soul plan for our lives. After we die, we look back at what happened, and we consider what were the lessons that we didn't learn very well. We have support. We have our other soul friends who we work through this process with. We have our soul teachers, our guides, our guardian angels, whatever you want to call them, the higher dimension beings. They help us formulate a plan for our life. This is not a fast process. This is a well thought out, very careful process. It's well done. And when our soul plan is ready, when it is complete, we have to sign off on it numerous times. The guides come to us many times with every part of it and say, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? And we sign off until it is inked, stamped, done. This is the plan. This is what we'll be working on. Everybody you know has these plans. Now, the plans are then woven into an overall tapestry. Wise divine minds take all these individual plans and make it work to create a plan for our world, for example, a plan that works, to create a plan for the universe that works. And so our lives occur at the intersection of the plan and our free will choices and the free will choices of everyone around us. The plan is continually evolving because of the free will choices. In every moment, we have the fundamental choice to follow the plan or not follow the plan. That's the fundamental choice. Not following the plan could look like 10,000 different things or right. a million different things, unlimited possibilities of what the plan is not.
And so all these wise, loving beings are actually just supporting us in helping us walk the plan that we originally scripted for ourselves.
Yes, it's our plan. This was our great idea.
That's a good way of putting it. This was our great idea. And then yet, when we're faced with the opportunity to follow what makes our heart sing, it feels really, really scary.
Oh, yes, it does, because the plan is a plan that encourages growth. All soul plans in the almost 24 years now I've been working with this, all the soul plans I've seen all are designed to help our souls grow. We're a growth-seeking universe. We are. We're eternally expanding, eternally growing. And so the plans are designed to help us grow. Growth means change. Change is scary. It's how it is. So that's okay. We don't have to let fear control us. Hello, my old friend Fear. Thank you for being such a loyal companion. Now watch me as I do it anyway.
Exactly. If it terrifies you and excites you, it must be what you're supposed to do.
Yes, that's exactly what the guides say.
In just a minute, we're going to be going to a break. So I want to let our listeners know that you are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And I'm your co-host, Kristen Corey, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, illuminating so many of the most interesting things about the way the universe works, which... what could be better for this as we work our way into the new year? You can find out more about this angelically guided healing method at www.lightworkersmethod.com, because you can be who your soul wants you to be. And in just a few minutes, we'll be back for more with Lynn McGonigal.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and of course the host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And we are talking about soul plans and how to align with soul plans and how to follow your soul plan and exactly what our soul plans are, and a little bit more about the Lightworkers Healing Method as well. Lynn, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you, too.
Thank you so much. I am a person who tends to believe that everything is a sign. My kitchen timer beeps, and I think, oh, it's a sign. My door slams shut, and I think, oh, it's a sign. Somebody calls me at a particular moment, and I think, oh, it's a sign. Am I just overly dramatic, or do you think that these signs happen frequently?
I think everything in life is a signal from our guides. I think that fundamentally, each of us is at the center of the universe for ourselves. Fundamentally, each of us has the world being played out in front of us to give us signals. However, if we aren't playing the game, think about how it would be for the guides. Just picture this. You're in the higher dimensions. There's your person down there on Earth. They are not paying any kind of attention to you. You send signal after signal. They're not responding. They're not noticing. They're ignoring. Would you continue with the same degree of interest?
Probably. Our guides give up on us?
No, of course not. They're continually trying to get through, but they also are willing to acknowledge what works and what doesn't work, you see? And so they're not going to keep doing something that isn't working. If they're trying to send us subtle signals and we aren't responding to the subtle signals, they will quit sending subtle signals and start sending much louder signals. The car crash, the bankruptcy, the divorce. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then we get, sometimes the guides call it kicked by life. We get kicked by life. This is not because they're punishing us. It is not. They love us so much. Their promise to us was to help us live our soul plan. They've been trying to get us to pay attention to the kitchen timer and whatever else. We're ignoring them. What choice do they have? You see, they have to get louder. They have to get louder because we are ignoring the subtle signals. So we can play the subtle signal game. We don't have to wait for life to kick us. We don't have to wait for the car accident to happen. We don't have to get disabled like I did. I was disabled, you know this, Kristen, for 2 years. Sick for 7 years and disabled for 2 years. Why did that happen? I wasn't listening to the kitchen timer. I was saying, I know that you want me to change my life, but I can't hear you when you tell me what it is you want me to do, because it was out of my frame of reference.
And concretely, what was happening at that time? You were still a CPA?
I was a CPA. I was a partner in an accounting firm. I was established. I had an established practice, and I had been a CPA for 15 or so years by then. And I was just hesitant to leave, and so I put it off for 5 more years. And then I got very sick and had no choice but to sell my CPA practice because I was disabled.
Now, but to sell one CPA practice and become an energy healer is a huge shift and could be extremely scary. Of course, I'm sure our guides would understand that fear.
Of course they do. Of course they understand. But if my soul plan, as it seems to have been, mm-hmm. was to teach energy healing to the world, to help people live their soul plan, to help enough people live their soul plan, which means creating a life of joy for themselves, to have enough people to do that a critical mass of people throughout the world is doing it, creating an awakening, or not ourselves creating it, but participating in creating awakenings, doing our part to create a world that works. If that was my soul plan, and I was still crafting financial statements and business deals, was that really going to help me fulfill my soul purpose? So something needed to change. Something needed to change. There didn't seem to be any other way. They did try to get my attention. In hindsight, hindsight's 2020, I can see a lot of signals that were sent over and over again, but I was slow on the uptake. I was raised in Western medicine. My dad's a doctor. Everybody in my family is either a doctor, a nurse, or a scientist. It's all just solidly Western medicine, and so I didn't get it. I had to get sick. Mm-hmm. I had to have my brother die. I had to have bad things happen so that I would wake up.
But in retrospect, it makes you look back. It makes me, hearing this story, look at that and say, everything is grace. Everything is God-given, because what we might label as bad is actually really, really for the good.
There's a gift in every single situation. Absolutely. Everything happens for a reason, and the reason is never that we're being punished. It's never something bad. It's always encouragement. It may not feel like encouragement, but it is. It is. You see, now sometimes there's also the plan shift, where something is supposed to happen and we are stepping up, we are doing our part, but the other person says no. In which case, that wasn't the original plan. But what we can do then is remember, life is between us and Source. Not my will, just divine will. Not my will, but not anyone else's will either. Just divine will. And just because that person said no doesn't mean the universe is going to say no. If this is the plan and I'm doing my part, the universe will send a replacement. And so the trick is to stay firm in our awareness that life is between us and Source. Not freak out. Continue to hold the energy. Continue to, now this kind of circles into what people say about visualization and manifestation. Continue to hold on to the dream. If that is in accordance with the divine plan, and that's a very helpful sentence, if this is in accordance with the divine plan. And if we don't freak out, give it 2 weeks. A replacement will come. It will. Or a signal or a sign that gives us hope to let us know things are on their way. Don't worry.
Now, how can we work, how can we learn to be more open to the subtle signals so that we don't have to get kicked by life,
right.
So that we can actually listen to the whisper in our ear or the song on the radio or whatever?
Well, the first thing is, friends, we were put on hold by the radio station when we called in to record this show just now, and it was wonderful, and they're wonderful people, and I very much appreciate our producer, Brian, and all the wonderful people at our station in Boston. But listening to the show that was playing while we were on hold was such a shock to me, because it was so over the top in terms of stimulus that it's no wonder that people shut off their subtle senses. There's too much input. So first things first, we have to start to live a quieter life. Really, we do. We have to, in Buddhism, it's called guard the sense gates, the eyes, the ears, the senses. Live a quieter life. Live a more internal life. Develop a rich inner life. Meditate. Go outside. Pray. Pet an animal. You know, have something that is connected with nature in your life. Eat right. Don't take intoxicants. If you're trying to get clear about subtle senses, things that numb us don't make sense. Does that make sense?
It does.
And so we have to be aware of that. And I have to tell you, giving up a nice glass of wine with dinner was not on my fun list of things to do. But when I started noticing how long it took me to recover, I realized I'd rather have a clear energy body. I'd rather be able to hear my guides than to have a glass of wine with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Lightworkers Healing Method classes, it's a progressive curriculum, and we teach this entire art, including, obviously, how to get connections through the astral planes, into the higher dimensions, to the true higher dimension beings. You see, words are used differently by different people. One person can use the word guide and mean an astral being. This is common. There's so much confusion about out-of-body beings. People think if you don't have a body, it's all alike. But that isn't so. It's not so at all. It's not so at all. And so we can learn to distinguish all kinds of different levels of subtle reality if we decide to and do what it takes. The Lightworkers Healing Method is a way of learning these skills. It's not the only way. There are other ways, but this is a very effective way, and it was put together by the higher dimension beings for the specific purpose of helping people live their soul plans. And so it works very well for that.
I can attest to that. And what a perfect segue, because we're just about to go to a break, and when we come back from that break, we will be able to hear more about the Lightworkers Healing Method and also all the upcoming opportunities that are happening around the country. So stay right where you are. You are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Kristen Corey, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You can find out more about this angelically guided healing method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Money makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal:
to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring and Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Join us the third Sunday of each month at 7 p.m. for The Door is Open, Walk Right In, for fascinating discussion topics from Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, to psychology and tarot, to hypnosis, to strength-based recovery. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com. As taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences, course credits are available.
Welcome back. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Kristen Corey, here with Lynn McGonigal, the host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be and the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Lynn, when we left, we were talking about this incredible angelically guided healing method, and I don't know if there's more you would like to tell us about it, the method itself, but for sure I'd like to hear about all the upcoming opportunities that we have around the country to offer to our listeners to begin to learn this wonderful method.
Well, the very brief explanation of the Lightworkers Healing Method is that it's a system of working, of course, with the guides, the angels, and healing light beings, who everybody else seems to call angels, but the light beings themselves say they are a category of angelic being called light beings who helps with individual healing, just as the guides themselves are kind of a category of angels. People tend to think of all the higher dimension beings as angels. They have that same really high, bright, clear energy. So people can use the word guide and refer to an astral being that has a different kind of energy. That's okay, but it's, we're just using words differently. And so when I say guide, I mean a higher dimension being, a true higher dimension being, not our grandmother, who was a dear soul and very helpful to us, but not a higher dimension being. So in this system, we learn to be channels for healers from the higher dimensions. We learn to work with past lives, letting go of the baggage that's been holding us back for centuries, and with future lives, drawing in the help of our wiser future selves to heal the present moment. And because the stuff of life is in our soul plan, this system works with anything. Whatever is going awry in our lives can be transformed through this system and through taking the actions that the guides suggest. So that healing comes in the sessions and homework is given. Here's help right now in this moment, and here's what you can do tomorrow to create a better life for yourself. So this is something that we teach in a progressive series of usually weekend workshops. We have a week-long intensive coming up at Kripalu just the end of this month, January 26th. through the 31st. It's a combined level one and level two class. In level one, we just teach the alignment, basically, because without this energy alignment, we don't have what it takes to get through the astral planes and into the higher dimensions. So we teach this process of letting go of the illusions of separation, merging, becoming one with our clients, drawing our focus, our intuitive channels up, up, up to the guides, drawing up enough earth energy to support our configuration, being strong pillars of light in the world.
Like we did in the opening process, for those that were listening at the beginning, that what you're describing is very similar to what we did in the opening process.
Yes, the opening process is a big part of that. Exactly, exactly. Then in level two, and so the opening process is something that takes 5 to 10 minutes, and we work it over for 2 days to really get to what's really going on so that we can be an effective vessel at that level for spirit. And then in level two, we start to help people connect with past lives, learn how to release traumas, learn how to draw in soul fragment energy, learn how to transform a life to let go of the baggage. In level three, we work with the life path, with the soul contract, and with future lives, the wise future lives. In level four, we talk about what it takes, what the higher dimension beings are looking for in a channel for spirit, and we actually start to make linkages or connections with the light beings. Now, at Kripalu, we're teaching level one and level two together in 6 days. It's a wonderful opportunity, but many people can't take that. If you can take that, friends, go for it. We only do it once a year, and this is our once-a-year chance coming up January 26th through the 31st at Kripalu. You can find it on our website, lightworkersmethod.com. There's a Kripalu link on the home page. If you can't do that, then the rest of the year we have weekend workshops, and we don't have entry-level classes very much. It's a progressive curriculum, and so there's an entry-level class March 8th and 9th. Our main event is in Tampa, Florida, and we have a hybrid at the New England School of Acupuncture in Boston, and you can take it from anywhere in the world by webinar. We have a cyber classroom that's live streamed and interactive. So March 8th and 9th is another entry-level event. And then you should plan on taking the level 2 class that's associated with that entry-level class, which is March 29th and 30th is the level 2 class. At Kripalu, it all comes together in the 1 week-long intensive, but for many people, that's tough, and so instead, we offer it in 2 weekend workshops, 3 weeks apart. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, Kripalu, for the listeners in the Boston area, they may be familiar with Kripalu. I've been there once, and it is absolutely heart-opening and transformative just being in Kripalu, so I can only imagine what taking a 5-day workshop on the Lightworkers Healing Method must be like. It must pack a wallet for sure, but really, really life-changing and transformative. But the idea of being a channel for divine healing, does one need to have, you know, what we would call psychic gifts or clairvoyance or something like that in order to enroll in these classes?
No. This is a skill. It's a teachable, learnable skill, not a gift. I was a CPA. Remember, I was a CPA with a science background. I was a very linear thinker. We have many people who are skilled in this art that came to us with no background, no psychic awareness, no energy healing skills. Just a soul plan to do it. Just a soul plan to do it. And so, friends, if you're listening to this and you're drawn to it, consider maybe you have a soul plan to do it, in which case, just try. We have the commitment in this class that everybody gets it. We have a commitment in our teaching style, rather, that everybody gets it. Everybody gets it. No one walks out the door without it. Now, as a result, we're very supportive. We're very interactive. We don't let people slide by. Our commitment is that they get it. You've been in the classes, Kristen. Would you say that's true?
I have, and I'm so glad you said that, because what I wanted to say was that I would also like to point out that you teach all of these classes personally. So even though different classes are happening in Massachusetts and in Florida and in Washington and different places, they're all being taught by you. So no one has to have the concern of, you know, getting someone else that maybe not be as amazing as you are, and that you have such an incredible ability in so many ways, but to sense the energy of what's going on with each student so that each person does walk out having learned what they need to learn, because even when they hit walls, they can come to you and say, help, and you can see their energy alignment, you channel the answer that needs to come through, and it's all very individual and very loving and really a miraculous, transformative experience.
Thank you. That was very nice. Thank you.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I would recommend these classes to, it's a life-changing experience. So I would speak to anyone who is a serious spiritual seeker, as well as people who want to set up a healing practice, that it's well worth the time and energy and money and everything else that comes along with it to begin to follow this as a life practice.
I want to also say that we are continuing education approved providers for the National Association of Social Workers and for the NCCAOM, who provides continuing education to doctors of Oriental medicine, and the NCBTMB, who provides continuing education to massage therapists. And we have an application that we have just submitted to the American Holistic Nursing Association, which it takes some time for that process to happen, and that may not happen in time for Kripalu, but it may. And it will hopefully happen in time for our March 8th and 9th entry-level classes.
Now, and further, you said that there are a lot of opportunities for live learning coming up, as well as live streaming. But in addition, there are distant opportunities available as well, yes?
There are distance learning opportunities. It's true. There are. And so if your schedule doesn't allow you to participate during our weekend workshops, and if you're self-disciplined enough to respond to your mentor, now there is a mentor to guide you through, but you need to respond. You need to respond. You need to have that level of discipline. Then there is a distance learning program that you can learn from anywhere on earth on a schedule that works for you. But because many people have troubles disciplining, we would ask that you consider the webinar experience first, and the distance learning is also there if, you know, and some people are very disciplined. I'm a real disciplined person. It would work for me.
Mm-hmm. And I encourage our listeners to go to the website, lightworkersmethod.com. It's a portal full of information. There are free introductory classes and meditation information and information on all the events that you have coming up. And
free videos. You could spend a week in our free video section. Our website is now so full of free videos that it takes a really long time to load up.
Yes. Lynn, we've done it again. We're already at the end of another show. It always goes so quickly.
So fast.
So do you have any final words for our friends today?
Friends, you can do it. You can do it. You can be who your soul has come into a body to be. We have enough. We are enough. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can create lives of joy in a world that works. It's true. We can. Join us. We're an all-volunteer organization. None of us is paid, not even me. And we're here to help us all live our soul plans. You can do it. We'll help you.
And to participate in the awakening.
Yes, be a part.
Well, I hope, listeners, dear listeners, I hope you have enjoyed our show for today here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. You can find out more about Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and the Lightworkers Healing Method itself at lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. Join us next month right here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And until then, walk in light, live in light, be light.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited?
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.